fumble along with 55 Marcus Adams. It'll be first and 10 for the North Huron Warriors.
Losing it within the 30.
Well, I'll tell you what, that
18.
Was, Josh, that was a, you know, a big chance. Well, when the Warriors had that fourth down and they go for that long pass play, then they turn it over on the 35-yard line to Mayville.
Getting right back.
We go, back out of the I formation. Warriors with the ball. Hand off the night side and the right side.
Getting it over.
Making some room. Number 19, Mike Craig again.
Pushed out.
Turns on the wheels. And should be a first down for North Huron Warriors. What are they gonna, they're going to say they pushed him out of bounds here early.
Oh.
So pick up of about five, the way it looks.
Wow. That's tough to see.
So we'll go down to second and five. Shramsky, the quarterback, under center, and the whistles are blowing, and the flags go out.
Early jump.
And a motion call here against the North Huron Warriors. So that 5 yards he just gained, they'll give it back up. And going out to second and 10. North Huron ball on the Warrior 25-yard line. 3:30 to go here in the third quarter. Warriors out of the I formation. Shramsky under center. Fakes the handoff to the fullback. Rolls out the right side. Quick pass.
Ooh.
And oh, up and just up and over the hands and out of the reach. I think that was 82 Alex Shornack over there, the intended receiver for North Huron. And a third down comes up, third and 10. Good defense over there by the Wildcats. And a defender right on top of that big receiver for North Huron. Warriors with the ball. Back under center, hand off to the left side. Nothing there for Alex Craig, and looks like a loss of a couple yards on that carry. Good defense by number 20, Nick Phillips, huh?
Yep. He's been all over the place tonight. Now the quarterback for the meantime.
So that'll bring up a fourth down and right around 15. Warriors with the ball on the North Huron. They're backed up now to about the North Huron 22-yard line. And we'll go for it out of the I formation. Running the same play, and Craig met on a gain of about 3 yards, maybe.
Yeah, there he is.
He's met by all the Wildcats.
Nick Phillips in that mix once again.
81, Jeffrey Frost. Also in on the tackle for the Wildcats. And now, guess what? That brings up a first down for the Mayville Wildcats in great field position.
Right there at the 24, 25-yard line with about 2 minutes left, 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
First and 10 in Warrior territory. Will Hoag's back into the game. Snaps a right to Zach Leffler. Flags on the play. And this time, Jared Hoag, you know, Jared Hoag was leading that play out there in front for Zach Leffler, but that's about the first time I've seen him lead and then kind of run off to the side, you know, not get in there for a block. A couple plays earlier, Hoag went out of the game. In number 20, Nick Phillips came into quarterback the last couple of plays. So the flag's down. This call's going to go against the Wildcats, a big call.
Back on 10.
So I missed the call on that, but it's going to be a 10-yard penalty. And still a first down for Mayville. Wildcats break over the ball, the standard formation. Again, Hogan Leffler in the backfield. Split the receivers left and right. There we go.
To the middle.
The number one play back. Right into to Jared Hoag's hands, and he hands it right over to Leffler. And Leffler takes it for a nice gain up the middle, but they've got a lot of room to make up for. It's still going to be second down and about 14.
Brendan Bruce on the tackle there, and Mayville getting another chance up close after fumbling it the last drive.
Well, Jared Hoag just ran to the sidelines and came back in with the play limping back in. Kind of moving tough out there as they head up to the line. Receiver split left and right out of the shotgun, and here's that play we've seen over and over and over and over.
Yep.
45, Zach Leffler.
Still on his feet.
Still on his feet. Drives ahead with a long second and 15. Picks up about 8 yards on the carry, just driving his feet. That bulldozer, Zach Leffler, takes it right up the middle.
Frank Duda on the tackle too.
Brings up third and eight for Mayville. Knocking on the door here, the 20-yard line of the North Huron Warriors. Now we got a different backfield set up. Three-man backfield.
Other hand.
Quarterback keeper.
Ooh.
Oh, that quarterback. You know, tried to get away with the fake on that one, but here comes that Warriors linebacker.
Catch on to it a little bit and brought him down hard.
Number 56, I think that was 54 in on that one. Andrew Pichette again. Boy, just hammered him.
Yeah, that was a hard hit. Only got about three on it, too. With 44 seconds left to play, the third.
Well, I think that's the last thing Jared Hogue, look at, he's getting beat up right now. That's the last thing he needed was that tough hit, carrying that ball. I'd start handing it. You got two backs back there.
Yeah.
You start doing some short passes just like that.
A rare throw.
So quick pass off to the left side. Got some running room. Number 45, Zach Loeffler. Will be close to a first down. See how they mark it. I don't see anything coming for a first down. It might be a little bit short.
Probably a check.
Let's see what the officials are saying. They don't move the chains, and now we got the sign. First down by about 4 inches.
Well, maybe they'll mix it up there with a throw. Kind of throw them off a little bit. Was able to bring up the first down.
Well, that's good because the last thing Jared Hogue needed to do was carry that ball and get hit again. So here we go, first and 10 for the Mayville Wildcats. Here we go. Hogue hands off to Loeffler. Loeffler takes it to the right side. Gang tackle there by the Warriors. In on the tackle, number 23 and number 32 for North Huron.
Adrian Tibbetts, Matt Koff. Trying to get that last push to keep him out of the end zone.
Good defensive stand there on the line. They only picked up about a yard or two. And that'll end the third quarter with the North Huron Warriors 20 and your Mayville Wildcats 18. This is Cruise 102.1 FM WLEW Sports. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these.
Dearest Colette, it has been a fortnight since I last received your correspondence, and I have treasured it deeply. I write to you now in the hopes that this message receives you well, though I know not when or even if you shall receive it. Lord willing, then my love shall reach you. Sincerely, Reginald. And now hit send.
What? No bars?
No! No!
Is your outdated phone or inconsistent cell service making you feel out of touch with the modern world? It's time to leap into the future with 4G LTE service from Thumb Cellular. The guaranteed best coverage and most dependable service throughout the Thumb area, the latest smartphones, and local offices you can stop into in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit Thumb Cellular today, and then you'll know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet pickups in the Thumb area and the best smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Check out their current specials on new 2016 Chevrolet Silverados. Save up to $7,328 on your choice of a new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ 71 1500 double cab with standard box and four-wheel drive. Lots to choose from on the lot. Pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring.
Back at Warrior Field, here we go, second and 9. Mayville with the ball, quick pass on the right side for a Mayville Wildcat touchdown, their first lead of the night as we start the fourth quarter. You can see that pass, Josh, nothing fancy on it. Again, the fake handoff to Loeffler up the middle. Hogue rolls out to the right side a few yards and just lobs it up into the back corner of the end zone.
And that's taking advantage of the opportunity. They fumbled it at the 30, got it back at the 30, and made it right this
that's
time.
That's one of those plays you set up all night.
Yeah.
Handing off to Loeffler. And here we go. Same play, off to the left side, only this time.
Matt Koff.
Out of the shotgun and the snap right into the hands of Zach Loeffler on the point after. and stopped by the Warriors. So with 11:54 to go here in the